Campus on 938 Live.
Hello there, and you're tuned to the only show on English radio that brings the voices of our youth straight to you from their schools. I'm Angela Lin, and today Campus visits ITE College West. And we're discussing with the students today whether our youths work hard and play hard at school, and also the importance of having a well-balanced school life to these youths. Now, they say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, but do our youths have a choice? Do they see the importance of a well-balanced school life? And the Singapore Youth Resilience Survey, recently released in 2011, reveals that 55% of youths report school as a big source of stress. Is this a sign that our youths are finding it hard to have a good school-life balance? We'll find out more from our students here today at ITE College West. But before we do that, we're going to hear from our panelists. Let me introduce them for now. My first panelist for today is Mr. Kenneth Kwan. He's keynote speaker and high-performance strategist at Deep Impact Private Limited. My second guest is Ms. Pamela Liao. She's a counselor here at ITE College West and head of student care as well. My third panelist, Aza Binti Ahmad, is Senior Lecturer Mentor of Life Skills at the School of Business and Services in ITE College West. And the student voice on the panel, Randall Ang, is a student pursuing Higher Electrical Engineering at ITE College West. He's also President of the Campus Radio Club and Vice Chairman of the Culture and Communication Club. Guys, let's give our panelists a big warm round of applause. Okay, let's start with Kenneth, because you know you're a peak performance sort of trainer and you've had a lot of experience working with youths. I want to ask, do you think in your observations, in your experience, that youths today have a good balance between work and play?
Okay, that's a very general question, and it's not easy to just give a general answer. But on a note, we can all safely agree that, you know, youths today have a lot more work. You know, there are more group projects, there's more research work, there are more discussions to be part of. But at the same time, we know that youths also know how to find their own. There's a greater avenue of play. That means play is no longer like last time we used to just watch TV and we call it play or just run around the playgrounds. But now there's different forms of entertainment and different types of engagement to the youths. And that is quite a lot of play as well.
Right. And, you know, in the first sort of way of discussing this, we want to find out a bit more about what you think is a good balance, Kenneth, between work and play. So if you could sort of define for us and set up the discussion for us, and in your opinion, as a peak performance coach and trainer, what do you think is a good balance?
Okay, I'm going to say something a little bit more controversial.
Sure.
To me, I think there's no such thing as a balanced life. We all look forward to a balanced life. What I mean by no balanced life, that means we always think that 10 hours of work will equals to 10 hours of rest. You know, balance, there must be an equilibrium. But actually in life, there's no such thing as equilibrium. There's always, you know, there's usually a more bigger proportion of work. But the question is, can we find adequate rest or fun time in that whatever leftover time that we have? And I think that's very important. You know, with that little, or you know, whether it could be 3 hours or 5 hours of rest and play, do we find restfulness in that time, or do we just play all out? So I think it's making sense of that remaining time rather than seeing it as a balance.
So rest is actually a key component for you, Kenneth, in terms of defining what work and play is about. Because if we look at CCAs or other activities that people are involved in, technically, to some people, it might be play, to play soccer, for example.
Yeah.
But if you're not getting enough rest, you would say that's not balance as well?
Well, so to each person, how they define rest is very important. So for some guys, they like to play rugby, you know, and rugby is a form of pure entertainment, and it's a lot of work, you know, in terms of training. There's a lot of discipline involved, but there's also an element of fun, you know, that you just have, and that translates into play as well. So sometimes it's what we derive as work and play. So for some people, work equals to play, because they feel that, you know, by working in something that they are very interested in, it's really play. So that I think is a perspective that we need to adopt, actually.
Right. So it's really quite dependent on each individual, right? How they view their activities, whether rest is more important to certain people. So we'll find out more also from the students about how they're defining work and play. But before we get to the students and to the rest of the panelists, Kenneth, I want to know why you think it's important that students know how to rest. I mean, everyone says a lot about how stressful the education system is, and you know, a lot of students as well, they do work outside school. So why do you think it's so important that students understand this?
I think activity is something that a lot of us as Singaporeans are so used to. But the problem is, to in the midst of all the activity, do we know how to find this form of centeredness, you know, just staying alone. Sometimes different people express it differently. For some, they just hang out, you know, in a park, walk around, or just watching a movie to them is pure rest, you know, just pure entertainment and just phasing out. So I think it's not a matter of how much time that we spend, but it's whatever time that we have, do we know how to basically unwind and just center ourselves in the midst of all the activity. And I think that's a very important thing, because all of us will be very, very busy at different points of time in our life. But do you know what is the time that you can find your own zone, you know, and just phase out and just remember and then reflect upon your life and just think things, what makes you happy, and then just be in it.
That's very key to being productive. And also, you know, if you're looking at being very pragmatic in terms of, are we effective, efficient, we need that rest as well to keep going on with the rest of the parts of our lives. So in that aspect, it's important to draw that line. So we're going to hear more from Kenneth as well, and the student response to whether they agree with what Kenneth has said so far. But let's go to the next panelist right now. Now, Pamela, you've been counselling here, or being a counsellor here in IT College West for a while. In your experience, when you speak to the students who come to you to talk about their problems or maybe some issues they might be facing, how much of these issues are due to a lack of balance between taking good rest and having some playtime with the stress at school? What do you think?
I think if I were to look at my past 2 years of counseling cases, I think there might be about 10-15% of the cases where students actually experience a lot of stress in their education and studies.
Yeah. What are some of the main concerns or the reasons why they can't strike that balance, Pamela?
Actually, there are various reasons. Some could be they are facing a lot of expectation and stress from their family, from people around them. Yeah. So sometimes students may feel that they are not able to meet the expectations of family or teachers, and that's where they feel the pressure. Actually, I do see quite a big group of students who face the stress because they place very high expectations on themselves as well. Yeah, and sometimes the expectations can be very unrealistic or not very fair on themselves. Right. Yeah.
It does seem that a lot of it comes from, you know, the need to set goals and achieve those goals. And of course, the failure of falling short of those tends to result in a lot of stress that is very detrimental to health as well.
Yeah.
What is usually the recommendation as a counselor that you would give to the students to kind of help them rebalance or recalibrate their life?
Okay, I think usually I will discuss with the student on whether they think that the expectations are actually realistic, whether it's fair. Yeah, if the expectations are not realistic or fair from the parents or people around them, then maybe they would have to see if they're comfortable, they have the opportunity to voice out. Yeah, and also to express to these people around them that, you know, I'm actually doing a lot already and how this stress is impacting me. But I think if they are not able to kind of voice out, then I think they might have to learn how to manage expectations from others and also learn to distinguish expectations of others and what they would want for themselves.
Right. We'll hear more tips from you as well, Pamela, perhaps later on when our student audience, they might have questions for you about how to manage a little bit better as well. Let's go to my next panelist now. Azai, you've been teaching here for a while on your life skills lecture. Mm-hmm. So just wondering, what role do you think life skills really play in terms of educating the students here about how to manage and balance their lives a bit better?
Okay, in life skills, it's just not a matter of teaching the students skills in communication, thinking skills, though that is our main forte. Yeah, but we also encourage them to be active in our areas like CCAs, as well as our pedagogy in life skills is also a combination of like work and play. So we just don't have a lesson in the class where we sometimes allow them to watch movies, but other than that, we also have the game pedagogy, which is something which we hope the students appreciate and also can play along while also taking the values that they can get from these games pedagogy.
Right. We'll hear more also about the role that the schools can play and, you know, the system itself, whether the students are getting enough play, whether it's from CCAs or from activities outside. We're going to hear more from Aza in just a bit as well. Let's let's go to the student voice on the panel, Randall. Now, speaking of work and play, do you think that you have a good balance in your life, Randall? Tell us a bit about your activities and how you've planned that out for yourself.
All right. Personally, right, I'm going to tell you about a story about my background is that before I came to IT, I used to be very playful. You know, I do not emphasize on my academic results. So when I came to IT, I wanted to turn around my life. So I started to study, but I myself is the type of person that, you know, I need to play kind of thing. So when I study, I feel stressed out much more easier. So I would spend more time playing while studying. I would say, like, let's just say I'll go out and play my Xbox for 2 hours and I'll study about like 1 hour. But after my first semester, I got my GPA. I got quite a good GPA. I realized that my ratio for balancing play and work is, my play would be a higher ratio than my work, and that's my perfect ratio of balancing between work and play. So I would say that for me now, I wouldn't say I have the perfect combination of ratio, because every day is a different aspect of your life. You know, today could be today you could need more work to complete your objective for the day. So it's like it's about finding your own ratio to your success. You know what I mean?
Right. It's definitely what Kenneth was saying as well, right? Yes. To each person, the work and play and that balance is very different. Yes. And to you, you've actually found a balance that works for you, but it's always a work in progress because every day you have new challenges and you have to readjust that. Yes. We're going to find out if the student audience here at ITE College West agree with our panelists today and what else they'd like to say about today's topic. Do our youths work hard and play hard at school? Also, how important is it to our youths to have a well-balanced school life? This discussion continues on campus on 938 Live. We're broadcasting from ITE College West. Stay tuned.
Campus on 938 Live.
Thanks for staying with us here on Campus on 938 Live. We're broadcasting from ITE College West, and today we're discussing whether our youths work hard and play hard, and also how important is a well-balanced school life to our youths. Now, we've heard from our panelists. Let's go straight to the student audience. We have a student waiting to weigh in here. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Joe.
Joe, you've heard what Randall said earlier, right, about that ratio that he's found for himself in terms of being productive, in terms of having playtime, and he's also heavily involved in a lot of activities. Do you have a lot of CCAs or hobbies that you're interested in?
Yes, actually, I'm part of the school's rugby team.
Right.
So, yeah, for me, working hard as of education is very important. And as of rugby, it's a physically demanding game. So it's like I need a lot of rest time before I can get into the activities.
What do you do in your rest time, you know, for example? Because earlier Kenneth mentioned that the rest aspect of the play is really important because that recharges you for work and maybe even in playing your sport, right? So what helps you unwind and what helps you relax? What's your tactic?
For me, my rest time is usually I just hydrate myself. And relax at home and watch TV and stuff.
Do you find it a challenge, Joe, to balance that? Because, you know, you have quite a lot going for you and physically rugby is quite demanding. What are the challenges you face when it comes to balancing this?
For me, it's like schools, there's a lot of work to be done, projects, and I have, like, as time goes by, I have lesser time to rest. And then as a result, in the pitch, I can't perform well. So, yeah, it's like a disappointment.
What are some coping mechanisms you've used, you know, to overcome that? Because obviously you're coping and you seem okay. So what are some strategies that you're using? Has the school provided you with avenues, for example, or do your parents or your friends encourage you to rest? What are some ways you're coping with having to strike that balance?
For me, my friends are very supportive of what I do. And then my parents usually calls, ask me to skip trainings once in a while to like just rest at home and
right.
Yeah.
So the support's really important, and we're going to get to that also in just a bit. We have another student here waiting to weigh in. Hi, tell me your name, please.
Greetings. Hi, my name is Ahmad Hakim.
Okay, Hakim, tell us a bit more about yourself as well. Do you kind of agree with what Joe is saying that it is a bit challenging to strike that balance?
Yes, I do agree. It's difficult to strike the balance, but compared to secondary school, the stress of your final years in secondary school, IT isn't really much in comparison, depending on your course.
So for you, you don't find the challenge from work. What is the kind of play that you engage in? You know, for you, what is play?
What I think is playing is to play around with people's feelings and disturb them somewhere, somehow.
And joking
like
as well, clearly.
I'm joking.
So we're going to hear also from Hakim about what you think that you know, the peers around you, let's say you observe the people that are around you right now and, you know, you interact with your classmates, do you think that most of you have sort of prioritized this balance as something that you're working towards?
That would vary from person to person because some of us have different needs. For example, my dear Randall over there, he's more of a playaholic than a workaholic and alcoholic. But that's another story. But anyway, so for him, he prefers more play. But for some of us, we're just like work all the time and some of us are okay with it. But instead of just work itself, we have other problems such as like family, finance and maybe relationships per se.
Campus on 938 Live. Campus on 938 Live.
This year on campus on 938 Live, we're coming to you from ITE College West, and today we're discussing whether our youth work hard and play hard at school, and also how important a well-balanced life is to our youth in Singapore today. Now, earlier we've heard from some of our students, but let me reintroduce our panelists for today. Mr. Kenneth Kwan is keynote speaker and high-performance strategist at Deep Impact Private Limited. Pamela Liao is counselor here and head of student care at ITE College West. Azza Binti Ahmed is Senior Lecturer Mentor of Life Skills at the School of Business and Services in IT College West. And Randall Ang is our student voice on the panel. He's pursuing electrical engineering at IT College West and also is the president of Campus Radio Club here in IT College West. Now, we're going to hear more from our student audience right now. But before we do that, I want to ask Pamela if you'd like to comment on what Hakim was saying earlier. Because Hakim has expressed, for listeners who've just joined us, that he had a period of time where there were immense changes in his personal life. And he found it really difficult to cope with at that time the need to financially provide for the family while studying, while also juggling the need for rest and a hobby. What would you say to the people, the students who come to you asking for help in that respect?
Yes, I have a lot of experience speaking to students who go through overwhelming stresses in their life, and they have to juggle many things at one time. So I think, and there are many painful hurts that they have to go through as well. So what I usually share with them are three areas. One would be to ask them to reflect on the past experiences and to draw out the resilience that they have within themselves. So to think of past times when they have managed to cope or survive the difficult time or overwhelming stresses, and to think about what were the strengths or competencies or resources within themselves that have helped them to cope. So that's one area. And the other area would be to actually share with them on the fact that even though painful things do happen to them, but students do have a choice how they want to respond. So actually 10% is what happens to us, but 90% is really how we want to respond. And so I would encourage students to really do positive reframing. That means they focus on the positive side of things rather than the negative side of things.
It's really about tapping to that potential that people already have, you know, but correct. You also need to equip the students with the skills in order to do that. I'm going to go to the student floor right now. We have someone ready with a comment. Hi.
I'm Jin Lee. I agree on what she said. I think it's important to have a positive mindset.
Right. So for you, how have you managed to cope with certain challenges, Jin Lee? I mean, what are some of the biggest obstacles, perhaps, to you striking that balance?
Sometimes I get lazier, so...
Right, so lack of motivation is probably one reason. Yeah. Do you think that's a result of too much stress or it's a result of not balancing your life?
I think sometimes I have like stress from projects and stuff.
Okay.
But I'll try to balance it.
So learning to cope with that is really important. Let's hear from another student in the audience right now. You know, Deborah, right? You have you've mentioned that you had a part-time job. So tell us how that's going for you, because on top of CCA work and having to, of course, go and balance your life with play and with hobbies, you have an additional thing to worry about. You have a job, a part-time job to worry about. So tell me about how you've managed to cope in that sense.
Managed to cope because all three are important to me, and I managed to have fun while working. It's a fun environment.
Yeah. What kind of part-time job do you have? How often do you work every week?
Every weekends or holidays, if possible.
So when you get tired, what do you do to unwind?
Music.
Okay, so music is one way for you to relax as well. We have another student waiting to weigh in. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kai.
Kai, do you find it difficult and challenging to manage the different aspects of your life? Because earlier we've heard from Pamela about, you know, when you have a lot of stressful things that are going on, it's important to positively reframe things. Have you managed to do that in your life? Do you think that the school or that people around you have managed to help you and equip you with the ability to do that?
Yeah, I have a lot of stress, like in school studies, and after school I have to go to work. Yeah, so sometimes I get 2 hours of life skills, and that's where I wind down and just chill with my life skills teacher and just jam with him, play guitar, sing song with him, and yeah.
So on top of teaching you life skills, he's also part of the aspect of your life that allows you to relax as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about what you do to energize yourself, because as you mentioned, you work. Do you work every day?
No, I work during the weekends and 3 days in week during the weekdays.
Okay, so that's still quite a considerable amount considering you have to juggle work as well.
Yeah.
How does music or, you know, jamming in your words, how does that change things for you and give you sort of more energy and calibrate things for you? What do you think?
I'm not really sure. I just feel kind of lighter, I guess, after I sing. You know, I just enjoy singing. Whatever stress I have, I know sometimes I talk about it with my friends that I jam with. So I just tell them, and sometimes they just tell me what to do, and just I'll try it out.
All right. So it does sound that, you know, with the support of your friends and your family as well, you've managed to find that kind of very positive way of looking at things, despite being tired, despite being stressed. It's a lot easier to cope when you have that support system, especially even with your life skills teacher in the equation as well. Thanks for sharing, Kai. Let's go to another member of the student audience here. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Mitra.
Okay, Mitra, tell me a bit more about how you've managed to cope with the stresses in your life.
Basically, what I do is basically to just play sports, listen to music and everything. And also one thing is to have a positive mindset. So when you have a situation you don't like it, you really just have to portray in a positive way. And the moment you do that, it won't be stressful for you. So just positive mindset and you like it.
Yeah. Right, so it's really about being optimistic. It's really about looking at the bright side of things, right? If you tell yourself you can, you empower yourself with that. It's kind of echoing sort of what Pamela was saying as well. Positive reframing of a lot of negative situations can really get you quite far. We're going to hear more from our panelists and the student audience, of course, here from ITE College West. We're broadcasting live and discussing today with our youths, work hard and play hard in school, and also how important a well-balanced school life is to our youths. Stay tuned to 938 Live. We continue in just a moment.
Campus on 938 Live.
Thanks for staying with us here on Campus on 938 Live. Today we're broadcasting from ITE College West, and we're discussing whether youths today work hard and play hard as well at school, and also how important a well-balanced school life is to our youths. Now, we've heard from many of our youths so far about their personal experiences and their coping strategies. I want to hear as well from Randall. You have something to add to today's discussion.
Yeah, so I wanted to share about one of the ways I just found out recently to cope with work is that, okay, to set the scene, we've been thinking, I mean, the way I feel, for my opinion, is that we've been thinking that work and play is a totally separated different situation, where when I want to play, I have to like focus on playing. When I want to work, it's all about work. Well, I think that's unnecessary. It's up to you to infuse work and play together. So I can show you two examples, one from myself, a student, and another example from a lecturer. So yeah, from my opinion and experience is that I'm a student. So I mean, in our society in Singapore, most of us are quite regret going to school and study and whatnot. So our classes can be quite dry, you know, and in my field where engineering is not very interesting, honestly, is that, you know, I give you an example, is that we have a 2 hours lesson, okay? We have about the first hour where the lecturer will teach us about the topics he needs to teach for the day, and the second hour he will give us like classwork to be completed before we leave school. So when we're doing our classwork, it gets a little like tiring on your head, you know, you start not to understand what is the words coming up in the paper. So it's really up to you to infuse some fun. So what I do that moment is that I asked my lecturer, I asked my classmates, hey, is it okay if I play a little music, probably at an acceptable volume? And then everyone was like, okay, why not? So I played a song that probably everyone knows. So when I started playing a song, I didn't ask for everyone to like be in a karaoke session, like let's go out and not do work, you know. Everyone was like, okay, let's continue doing our work. And while I played, everyone just started singing along, but you can look around the class, you can see that everyone is much more energized, much more focused, you know, because it's like in this effect where you're like re-energizing while using the energy that you're re-energizing.
Right, that's a fantastic point, you know, that you brought up, Randall, yeah. Because we've always looked at it separately, right, when there's work time and then there's rest time, yes. And then there's maybe play time as a separate sort of thing. But it could be that we can integrate all that together and, you know, in a way being flexible in terms of work can allow you to integrate moments or, you know, times where you're able to squeeze in that pocket of free time that could make you more productive, really. I want to hear from Aza and what you think about this, because he's mentioned the idea of life skills, you know, in the sense that even in the teaching curriculum, even in educating the students, we can, in infusing that element of play and infusing the element of fun, they actually pick up on the fact that they can balance work and play as well. What's your view on this, Aza?
Yes, not every subject or every topic in the syllabus is interesting. There are times when we need to be faced with challenging topics which are dry, yeah. But in life skills especially, we have this flexibility where we adopt various methodologies as well as things that we can use to make our students enjoy the lessons better.